It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. It has been a seemingly effective tactic.
The worst statistic of them all, 325,000 children. Think of that. 3.5 years. She lost 325,000 children. And they're either dead, being sold into sex slavery, or just plain missing.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
Well, this edition of And We Know will cover many topics on the election, but we will also show many clips of patriotism and people rising up to the challenge to expose the enemy and use their rights to speak up in a nation slowly losing its freedoms. We'll see an FBI whistleblower watch Pelosi get exposed, look at how they are using illegals to vote, and finish with Roseanne's truth telling on what the elites do to our children. Also, President Trump's strong words to those that want to cause him harm. There's videos out there from countries on their websites showing exactly what they plan to do to President Trump. And we need to definitely keep him in prayer as we move forward. Here we go. Folks, we hope you will join us in Nashville May 9th through the 11th, 2025 for the And We Know Tools for Success event at the Grand Hyatt on Broadway. Tickets include two-night hotel stay, light snacks, access to amazing guest speakers, breakfast, and our Nashville night dinner event with Tim Lovelace, a Grammy and Dove-nominated artist. We'll also have open learning sessions with Dr. Kirk Elliott, Dr. Kelly Shockley. We'll also have Todd Callender with us, Vax Choice. You'll be able to walk around and interact with others throughout the day with personal growth and inspiration. Also, special guests with Danny Garcia, the Walking Marine, and the Rutledges for homesteading, and Doc Pete Chambers from The Border. LT will be opening and closing with a sermon, and also Tools for Success with many other guests like Marcy Erickson and LTPetClub247.com. Sign up today at andweknow.com. So, folks, just want to let you know that we have that available. We now added a special for those that just want to come for the Saturday all-day event from like 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night with a special dinner, entertainment, food all day long, a special one-day ticket for those that don't want to stay in the hotel. It's a great deal if you want to stay the entire weekend, meet and greet time on Friday night with me. And we get to hang out together and more. And so just want to encourage you that these are going, you know, limited supply of the one-day one. So if you guys are thinking about it, if you just reach out to us and go to andweknow.com on that, that'd be great. Just to let you know that Fort Myers, Florida, of course, is underwater. This video, you guys, was released long ago. Now it seems like forever ago. But the storm surge decimated Lee County. Hurricane Helene hasn't even made landfall yet. It's probably made landfall by the time this video comes out, but I got this as we were recording. And so also wanted to let you know that they're even telling folks to write their Social Security numbers on their arms for those that did not head out and try to escape. A very interesting, strange coincidence here is that in 1958, there was a Hurricane Helene. It attained hurricane strength on September 24th. It became a Category 4 on September 26th. Fast forward to 2024, Hurricane Helene becomes a hurricane on September 24th and strengthens to a Category 4 on September 26th. What are the chances of that happening? Back-to-back, same names, and more. And so I was going to end with this, but I thought, you know what? Let's go ahead and start with this patriot standing up at the city council meeting about 3 weeks ago, and surprise city council meeting, call to the public. Listen to what he does and look at how he's dressed.
Your name and where are you from? Where do you live?
Andrew Gabelli, Buckeye, Arizona. I'll start by saying that I was already a victim of authoritarian criminal police action and had my First and Fourth Amendment rights violated by Officer Brett Curtis with the Long Beach, New York Police Department. I fought and won my case. My lawyer's on standby, fully prepared to defend me against unconstitutional authoritarian tyranny once again. My name again is Andrew Gabelli. I am a United States Army veteran. I took an oath in order to embark on my journey of service to this great nation, and my oath went like this. I, Andrew Gabelli, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. My oath has no expiration, sir. When I took that oath, I believed that I would only be overseas fighting foreign enemies, but unfortunately I am here today on U.S. soil, 10 miles from my own home, keeping my oath and defending the Constitution of the United States against domestic enemies. You, sir, Skip Hall, are an enemy of the United States Constitution, and I am calling my oath-taking brothers and sisters to take your oath again and take a real good look in the mirror before you do so. And I'm here to remind you, sir, that all the citizens of this great nation have the God-given First Amendment protected right to free speech and the right to say what they want. For example, if someone wants to come here and say, Mayor Skip Hall is an authoritarian, tyrant, scumbag, piece of garbage, COVID was a scam, the ATF is gay, Epstein didn't kill himself, or the White House is on Sesame Street, they have every right to do so, sir. A message and reminder to the American people. As our founding father, Thomas Jefferson, told us, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. In departure, I'd like to remind the minority elites that sit in throne-like chairs as yours. There are people that are willing to bet that millions of oath takers would keep their oath to defend the United States Constitution, even if it means feeling their skin sear against a pile of hot brass as they breathe their last breath. 2.5 centuries ago, Thomas Jefferson also wrote in a letter, "What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure, and global fertilizer production is down. Is it coincidence that our founders put the Second Amendment right after our first? As Paul Revere shouted from horseback, the regulars are coming. But might I add, the regulars are here. As Patrick Henry proclaimed, and as I do today, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I am not suicidal. I do not take baths. Praise God Almighty. God bless our First Amendment. God bless our Constitution, and God bless America."
How about that, huh? That right there is courage, and more are standing up at these city council meetings, and they're letting them know what's going on. I found it interesting because at the surprise meeting, I went on YouTube to try to find the original video of this guy. I couldn't find it. What I did find was that city council meeting, they arrested a young lady for using her God-given rights to speak up, and it almost made me wonder, did she go up there to pull everything away from this guy and what he put out there so that they would forget about what he just said? I don't know. That's sometimes how I think. So the real first lady was out there. Her love for this country and her love for President Trump was on display. Check this out.
Well, how I see it is the record speaks for itself. The country is suffering. People are not able to buy usual necessities for the families. We have wars going on around the world. Soldiers are dying. They were dying under this administration because of weak leadership. The border is open and dangerous. A lot of fentanyl is coming over, killing our youth. It's very hard to see, and an economy, it's really not great. Inflation is high, and if we compare these 4 years under this administration compared to 4 years under my husband as commander-in-chief, he was leading the country through peace, through strength. And the border was safer than ever before. We didn't have any wars. People were prospering. They had jobs. They could support their families. So I think American people need to decide what they really want. Maybe some, you know, strong tweets, but everything else great for this country. So it's all in the Americans people's hands on November 5th.
And so it's all in the American people's hands. They have got to go out and vote, especially with the numbers that are pouring in with the cheaters. You'll notice that Eric Doherty posted this. North Carolina purged over 130,000 deceased voters from its rolls. Democrats are in shambles right now. Reason for removal, you had moved within the state. Duplicates, 289,000. Two federal elections in an active status, 246,000. Deceased, 130,000. Moved from the state. Duplicates, felony convictions, request from voter, other. That's 747,000 removed. It's amazing how all the dead, 130,688, return from the dead and vote for the, you know, the Democrats. It always seems to be like that. Isn't it strange that all the dead people like Democrats? All right, so illegals seem to love them too. Here they are in Arizona admitting they're registered to vote.
Just out of curiosity, are you registered to vote?
Yes, we've already registered.
Are you a citizen?
No.
Are you a citizen? No, I'm waiting for my residency right now. And do you plan to vote this year? Yes. Who do you prefer right now? Kamala or Trump? Or Trump? No, Kamala. Have you been registered? Yes. Are you a citizen or not? And would you vote for Kamala? Well, yeah.
Arizona has recently become the center of election integrity concerns. It was the most closely contested state during the 2020 presidential election, decided by a margin of less than 11,000 votes. The razor-thin margin of victory in 2020 led to intense scrutiny of election integrity measures in the state. The primary concern is that non-citizens could be registering to vote and participating in American elections. However, the mainstream media continues to minimize the issue. The Washington Post said that the issue of non-citizens voting was dishonest. Rolling Stone claimed that the issue was non-existent, and NPR assured its audience that the issue is a myth. The stakes in the 2024 presidential election could not be higher, so we went to Arizona to investigate the matter ourselves. At the Los Vecinos apartment complex in Phoenix, Arizona, we asked residents if they were registered to vote and if they were citizens. The responses we obtained destroy the narrative that non-citizens participating in United States elections is a conspiracy theory.
Hi.
Hola, señora, ¿cómo está?
So there you go. You saw some of those in the very beginning. We were showing you over and over again, these guys are doing a great work at the Oversight Project, exposing these liars, especially the Washington Compost. Guys, remember that's what they're called, the Compost, Rolling Stone, and NPR. They're supposed to be, you know, non-biased. They're supposed to be government, yeah, whatever. But they just continue to fight against our president, President Trump. It's interesting how this all plays out. And, of course, when real exposure is supposed to be out by the media, they cover it all up like this one.
But they went in there, and everyone knows they threatened the 25th Amendment. They threatened him with the 25th Amendment. They said, Joe, you're going to get out. And Nancy Pelosi led the charge. And Nancy Pelosi has a little problem because her husband sold their Visa stock. They had a lot of Visa stock one day before Visa was announced that Visa is being sued by the Department of Justice. Think of that. Nancy Pelosi sold vast amounts of Visa stock one day before the big lawsuit that we all read about a few days ago was brought against Visa. You think it was luck? I don't think. She should be prosecuted. Nancy Pelosi should be prosecuted for that. And she should also be prosecuted for J6 because she turned down 10,000 or any number she wanted, soldiers or National Guard. And I hope you all read John Solomon and what John Solomon wrote 2 days ago, because if you read it, you'd see that Donald Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. It's a scam. It's a scam.
It's all a scam. Did nothing wrong, but they won't report that in the media. So they continue to do nothing but prop up old Kamala herself. Los Angeles Times, with an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. Yeah, they're hurrying up. Hurry up. Make these guys citizens. We got to get our votes in. Elon says they're importing voters. It's obvious. Kamala's Project 2025 was highlighted by President Trump on X. Citizenship for 20 million illegals. Yeah, that's what she's going to do. Ban gas-powered cars. Replace police with social workers. Ban fracking, transgender surgeries for minors. Taxpayer-funded reparations. Pack the U.S. Supreme Court. Government and big tech censorship. Cashless bail for violent criminals. Federal takeover of all elections. Use tax dollars to fund abortions. Enforce racist affirmative action. Mandate vaccines. And require government approval to buy a gun. That is the real Project 2025 from the enemy for all to see. You definitely need a lot of help when it comes to our health. After reading this, here's something that'll guide you. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements he gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God assigned it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
Oh. You guys saw that in the intro, right? The Communist News Network. They're probably all cringing. No! Where did we find this kid? He's not the only one. I just found this one, too.
It'd be good for us to have a black woman as president for the first time in history.
Yeah.
But my vote's kind of still on Trump.
Oh. I was going to sing a Christmas song. The weather outside is frightful. Oh, my goodness gracious. Kamala's got all kinds of trouble, especially with this statement from President Trump.
The worst statistic of them all, 325,000 children. Think of that. 3.5 years. She lost 325,000 children. And they're either dead, being sold into sex slavery, or just plain missing. Think of the number, 325,000. If that were a Republican instead of her, and she was the border czar, she says, well, I wasn't the border czar, she was. And tomorrow she'll make a case that, oh, she did a fairly good job. You can't say much. You can't justify it. She should save her airfare. She should go back to the White House and tell the president to close the border. He can do it with the signing of a signature and a piece of paper to the Border Patrol. Instead, she's going there to try and convince people that she wasn't as bad as everybody knows she was. She was.
Yeah. All Kamala's information on what she's done to these children and who she really belongs to and why they don't take care of the border starting to come out in the open. We're starting to notice one after another of these folks falling left and right. And they hate President Trump. Laura Logan pointed us out to this. Informant in New Mexico, Trump's plane is the next target for assassination. That's right, Trump Force One. 9 heat-seeking surface-to-air missiles have been smuggled into the U.S. for this purpose. That's what a lot of folks are spreading around social media. And there are 3 kill teams already inside the country. Trump has been informed, so have the U.S. intelligence agencies and other authorities. Money's been transferred to a cartel to push this over the border. These people are cornered and vicious. They will stop at nothing. More to come. Of course, they're going to be stating in the news that Iran is a threat to our country. All kinds of things are going to happen. This is a false narrative, according to Laura Logan, designed to drag us into another war, this time with Iran. Of course, they're going to use Iran as what, in my opinion, I'll actually state that on the inside, they've got insiders who want President Trump gone, and they'll blame other countries if they take him out or try to. Separate source, Iranian made but not Iran. That is the layer of misdirection. A cartel facilitated transfer at the behest of treasonous elements within the USG looking to kick off their hot war with Iran. War Inc. baited the leftists into war frenzy with Ukraine, looking to do the same thing to bring a false flag. So as Trump Force One grounded, the Trump campaign seems to be traveling on multiple smaller chartered jets. So those reports seem to be rolling in, according to AmuseX, going after President Trump. Now, if you guys didn't know, this video was placed on Ayatollah's website out of Iran, and it's been shared quite a bit on social media. From what I gathered, this video was on has been on there for almost a year now, or maybe 2 years, and somebody's just now spreading this around just to show you a little bit of it. So you're looking at Mar-a-Lago. They had, this is, remember, Iran put this out. Palm Beach, Florida, Trump's house. President Trump is out golfing, for those that are listening and not watching. And these are just cartoon caricatures of him. And they've got this small drone vehicle on the ground with cameras and weaponry on it. And it's seemingly able to shut down all the cameras around Mar-a-Lago, right? And so it disappears so you can't see it. Yep, it's able to go in undetected into the golf course while President Trump is golfing. And, of course, they use dramatic music. They make this thing drive all the way up while President Trump is playing golf. And then they put revenge is definite. And there you got it. So I just want to make sure that they show you what they're up to, how they're playing this out, and you think that they're going to be able to touch President Trump. Never forget, remember this.
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
Yep, Woodward releasing audiobook with 8 hours of Trump tapes. Remember this. Now, this is from Fletch 17. Now, do you think any country will attack us? Well, President Donald Trump is expanding his arsenal of spectacular but hard-to-explain claims about U.S. military might. First, there were invisible airplanes, then a super-duper missile, and then he says he has a weapon system nobody's ever had in this country before. And so my theory in all of this, and just letting you know, when they play these videos and they show you what they think they can do at Mar-a-Lago, I believe that there's weaponry we have never heard of. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. Folks, do you think that President Trump went out and played golf and the Secret Service just happened to walk up, and on the next hole, they watched him point a gun through the bushes, and all of a sudden, he had a shot possibly towards President Trump? My theory is they have weaponry. They're up there. They were able to see all that was going on with that shooter on the golf course. With all types of drones and infrared technology and so much more. And there's no way they're going to get that close to President Trump on the golf course. But to make sure that the enemy, they don't realize that he was taken out probably a lot earlier than what you expected, they make it look like, oh, we almost got him. And I just don't believe that. As a matter of fact, if you want to mess with President Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene shared this clip from President Trump telling Iran that if they hurt anyone in America, they will be blown to smithereens.
In this case, Iran, that if you do anything to harm this person, we are going to blow your largest cities and the country itself to smithereens. We're going to blow it to smithereens. You can't do that. And there would be no more threats. There would be no more threats. But right now, we don't have that leadership or the necessary people, the necessary leaders. We have two people, not one. We don't even know who our president is right now. Who is our president right now? We really don't know, but we have two people, not one, that only keep looking. And when you do that, when you just look, trouble always ensues. So it's big trouble for our country. Meanwhile, we have the president of Iran in our country this week. We have large security forces guarding him, and yet they're threatening our former president and the leading candidate to become the next president of the United States. Certainly a strange set of circumstances around.
Yeah. Remember this. Remember all of the threats against his life and how this is going to play out when President Trump has been threatened, okay?
I were president and a former president and a leading candidate. I'm the leading candidate by far to be the next president. And that leading candidate was under threat. I was president and the candidate was under threat, any candidate, Republican or Democrat. And by the way, I want to thank the Democrats because they just increased funding for the Secret Service, who worked very hard. They increased funding for the Secret Service. And nobody will believe this. It was a unanimous vote. Republicans, every single Republican, every single Democrat present voted in favor. That was the first unanimous vote we've seen in a long time. And that's to increase the funding of the Secret Service. So I thank everybody in Congress. But if I were the president, I would inform the threatening country, in this case Iran, that if you do anything to harm...
So, of course, he's letting folks know that, you know, how this all played out. There's a shocking breaking news is exposed by the great John Solomon, a real journalist who cares about the truth, and the great work of Congressman Barry Loudermilk and Republicans on the House Oversight Committee. The deep state chose to disregard my direct authorization of at least 10,000 National Guard troops to ensure that Washington, D.C. was safe and secure on January 6, 2021. These deep state subversives disobeyed the president's directives, which would have prevented any unrest that day. January 6, as it is known, would never have taken place. These revelations end the sham J6 civil hoaxes and the lawless D.C. case brought by deranged Jack Smith, which has already been demolished by the United States Supreme Court's historic immunity and Fisher decisions. I called for everyone to act peacefully and patriotically and demanded that D.C. be protected. The deep state and crazy Nancy Pelosi, who admitted to her daughter on videotape that she was responsible, have to be held to account, including for the damages and wasted resources and time spent defending the witch hunts and hoaxes. We have to save our broken justices, and we're going to get justice system. So we're going to get to the witch hunts a little bit later and that witchcraft word and what it really means moving forward with this J6 stuff. We had an FBI whistleblower come forward and he urges Americans to vote, arm yourself, and stock up to 3-4 months of supply.
And everybody in the minority party, they're fearing what Donald Trump would do in the next administration while they sit here and they look at the guy who's been persecuted by the FBI. And everybody in the room understands it. Mr. Allen, do you have comments you wish to make? I'll give you about a minute, minute and a half, and then I want to turn the rest of my time to Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir. I would just say that I consider the hearing today my last act of service as a public servant for the United States of America. And I'll give you my professional opinion. I was an intel professional for our country for many years, and I would give recommendations, and I'd also look at indications and warnings. So I would offer this to the American people as my warning to them. Since this is a warning to the American people, I say, I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. I've been persecuted along with Garrett, Steve and Kyle, and countless other whistleblowers. It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. It has been a seemingly effective tactic. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction in a legitimate time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in. Their ability to overclassify information can allow them to stonewall forever. To the American people, you have a duty as a citizen to vote, and I strongly urge you to do so. It's how you participate in the American experience. I know people have doubts about election integrity, but you must vote. It is your claim. Stake your claim and don't forfeit it willingly. Have your voice heard. My other recommendations are in the natural order. First, vote. The second is the Second Amendment. Arm yourself and know how to defend yourself. Make 3 to 4 friends in your neighborhood and promise to come to each other's mutual aid in times of hardship. And during the Great Depression, people stocked up a pantry. So I think that's a good practice, especially in our economic times, and make sure you have 3 to 4 months of food. And as a person of faith, I'd say pray the rosary. Go to the First Friday devotions. That's for everybody, all my brothers and sisters of all faiths, and I know I'm Catholic, and read the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and live it every day. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for the time.
So it sounds like Mr. Allen, if you listen to his voice, some of you might have caught it. It sounds like he's shook up just a little bit, quite emotional, and probably wondering, is he going to be around for the next year or two based off of how the FBI, if you expose them, what they'll do behind the scenes where bad things happen to them or their families, targeting them for exposing how evil the top echelon of the FBI really is. Not all of them, the elite status ones, the ones at the very top, just how sick they are. And so, of course, another sick person would be this Stacey Plaskett. Listen to what she just says right here.
We are having these hearings so that you become immune. You become inured to the notion of the removal of the FBI and DOJ so that those agencies are no longer there.
So she's upset because, again, with this hearing about the FBI, listen to what she's upset about. The FBI will no longer be able to do the following.
No longer there to serve as a check against white nationalism, great replacement theorists, Christian nationalists.
Christian nationalists. They won't be able to be used to go after Christian nationalists anymore.
White fragility, fascists, and the twice impeached, convicted felon, former president, and would-be dictator, Donald Trump.
Wow. So that's what they're being used for. Thank you for letting us know there, Stacey Plaskett, how this is all supposed to play out and what the FBI is really responsible for doing. Go after those Christian nationalists, those Christians who actually care about their country, the Christians who actually look at their Bibles and they see throughout Scripture nothing but government and their hatred of God. Government got together and said, we're going to unify and we're going to build the Tower of Babel because God told us to spread throughout the earth. No, 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 no. We're going to follow our government that said, get together and use bricks and build so we can reach heaven ourselves. And God said, not on my watch. And he changed the languages and they spread out the way he was supposed to. God divides. Jesus Christ didn't come to unify. He divided the moms from the daughters and sons, the brothers from the sisters, because of his name. And the government put him to death. You following this? But they don't want us talking about politics and religion. Oh, no, no, we can't do that. We're not allowed to have those discussions, but we are here now still at andweknow.com. And folks, when you go to andweknow.com, you'll find our home videos, discover everything that you need to know about us on X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. You can find all of our information there. And also remember, you can find our Tools for Success in Nashville May 9th through the 11th on andweknow.com. When you click on andweknow.com, you'll also be able to find all of our partners there who help us get through and do the work that we're doing. And so you guys will notice that in the bottom of this particular website, on the bottom, Ascent Nutrition's there, Bright Core, Hunter's Blend Coffee, and so many more. You can connect with us there. You'll also notice that we have all of the gear for you. That's right. We've got the activewear, the I'm Voting for a Convicted Felon tees. Remember those? We've got the fellowship members. Get a copy of my book. We dropped it dramatically in price. I believe it's down to $5 or $6 now. You can grab that one. And we're just excited as we have the sweatshirts, the hoodies, the accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more, especially heading up into this holiday season. You're going to want to grab these today, especially with all that's going on. For now, here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
We killed more Iraqis than Saddam Hussein by far. We turned Iraq into a warring cauldron of Sunni and Shia death squads. We created ISIS. We sent with that Iraq and the spillover war in Syria. We sent between 2 and 4 million immigrants into Europe and destabilized every nation in Europe for a generation. The emergence of totalitarianism in Europe right now, you know, the abolition of free speech in Europe is a direct result of the Iraq war. Brexit is a direct result of the Iraq war. It was a cataclysm. If you ask Dick Cheney, who gave us torture for the first time in American history, we had this tradition in this country against torture. George Washington, even when the British were torturing Americans and murdering them on prison ships in Manhattan, you know, off Manhattan Island, Washington was asked about torturing a British prisoner who had critical information, military information. He said, I'd rather lose the war than do that. If we lower ourselves to that level, then what's the point? Abraham Lincoln was presented with the same dilemma during the Civil War and said, no, we're not going to do that. And he wrote guidelines against torture for the U.S. military that later became the basis for the Geneva Convention. That is our legacy to the world, the Geneva Convention. You don't torture people. And Dick Cheney introduced that extraordinary rendition. It's openly torturing people, bragging about it. If you ask Dick Cheney today, do you disavow any of those policies? He would say, no, I embrace them. The war in Iraq was a great thing. We got rid of Saddam Hussein. It's insanity. And he has not changed. So why is he endorsing Kamala Harris? It's not because the neocons have changed. It's because the Democratic Party is now the party of the neocons.
When the party of the neocons. We're getting a lot of history lessons here. Recently, and it's been just falling through, and folks are starting to wake up. Redacted put out this, who do you think poses a more significant threat to America, Iran or the deep state? 90% of the voters, 1,200 voters, said deep state. Yeah, getting a lot of lessons. Even Hunter's Blend Coffee comes out with great video clips to show us a few things about our country.
2 years after the American Revolution, the French had a revolution, but as we all know, it ended very badly. Now, how could that happen? They wanted the very same things that we did, life and liberty. Well, the difference was a fundamental belief in where our rights and freedoms come from. You see, the French had spotted similar problems to what the Pilgrims had when they came to America, and that is that when the state runs the church, runs Christianity, it's a really bad idea. So the Pilgrims had separated themselves from the state church to come to America to form a country based on the idea of freedom of religion. Unfortunately, the French threw the baby out with the bathwater, tried to de-Christianize France and turn it into a secular state. They burned and defaced statues and churches, put to death tens of thousands of people, priests, aristocracy, and even a lot of peasants. Now, they had no outside reference point for their rights and their freedoms because they had tried to get rid of God. So they based them on the humanistic thinking that came out of the so-called Enlightenment. They had no outside reference point, no immovable reference point for their rights and freedoms. And as we know, human nature is very fickle. What's okay one day is wrong the next. What's safe to say one day is deemed illegal the next. Now, fortunately, our founders understood and held the same belief that the pilgrims did, and that there is a God. He is the giver of our freedoms. They wrote it into all of our founding documents, including the Declaration of Independence. We hold these things to be self-evident, these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights. Now, the great thing is, you don't have to be a Christian to enjoy the freedoms that we have in America. You don't even have to have any religion. And the whole reason that you have the freedom to make those choices is because our founders knew and understood that there is a God who is the giver of our freedom, not the king, not we the people, but God. And that never changes. And you're made in His image with free will to choose. In the Old Testament, Moses said, "Today I've set before you life and death, but I say to you, choose life." In the New Testament, Paul said, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free." And our prayer for you is that you choose life, choose freedom. It's what you were made for. Welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. You really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company." Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today. So you're hearing, for those listening in, we're looking at Eric Adams. He's been indicted on federal charges, and the people are screaming at the top of their lungs, and they're not letting him speak. And they're letting him know how they feel about their city and what's happening to it. Kind of reminds me of many others have been sharing the statement from the Q board, January 31st, 2020. They will not be able to walk down the street. There'll be a great awakening. We also have that, are you ready to see arrests? Are you ready to see pain? Are you ready to be part of history? President Trump, about a year ago, called for this one, said that Eric Adams would be in trouble because he's not supposed to be bringing up anything that goes against the deep state.
I will say this. I watched about a year ago when he talked about how the illegal migrants are hurting our city and the federal government should pay us and we shouldn't have to take him. And I said, you know what? He'll be indicted within a year. And I was exactly right.
Yep. So you brought it up a year ago. He was exactly right because man can't go against the deep state.
Because that's what we have. We have people that use the Justice Department and the FBI at levels that have never been seen before. So I wish him luck. I don't know anything about what he did, but I told a lot of people right over there, that group was saying, you know, sir, you were right about that. When they mentioned that, I said, they came in and he was pretty strong about it. He said, this is really unfair to make us carry this burden. We shouldn't be doing this. This is New York City. I mean, your parks are loaded up. I just passed recently Madison Avenue, the Roosevelt Hotel. It's like nobody would recognize it. That's Midtown. But he came out very strongly against it. He was right, by the way, because it's ruining our country. He was honest. And I said, he will be indicted within a year. And that's what happened. And I noticed the indictment's very old. It goes back a long time. Well, I had the same thing. They went way before the statute of limitations. So I wish him well, but I said that he will be indicted because he did that. You take a look. That's what they do. These are dirty players. These are bad people. They cheat and they do anything necessary. These are bad people. And we need an honest Justice Department. We need an honest FBI, and we need it fast. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting, right? Because if all of this is playing out, some folks say, well, it's connected to P. Diddy, that he gave McKee, P. Diddy, to the city, and so that's why. Others, you know, they opened the indictment and said it's some weird thing that he did, I guess, when it had to do with elections or whatever. But the theory is, and I'm definitely with many on this, is that he probably should never have said anything about the illegal aliens that were entering their city and causing problems. Because once you go against George Soros and all these other players, some pretty bad things can happen to you. You know, there's all types of bad players out there. Trader Girl Q put us, you know, into remembering certain things. Snoop Dogg indicted. Steve Harvey's deleting tweets. Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted by a federal grand jury, and pictures arise giving Sean Combs, P. Diddy, a key to New York. So there's a theory, right? But no one is looking at Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, P. Diddy, they've been friends through the ages. Pictures below show that where they were, there was Diddy, there was Snoop Dogg and Jay-Z. Now, Snoop's been coming out recently saying he supports President Trump, and a lot of folks have been noticing that. But still, remember, he's the one that pointed the gun at President Trump and shot in one of his videos, shot President Trump in the head. This has been the year of Snoop Dogg. He's now on The Voice. Remember the Witches show, which was announced during the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Jets game. He went to the Olympics as a torchbearer. He's been to the main Corona beer commercial spokesperson. Corona beer, coronavirus. Corona means crown. And so much more. It's a long list of things and connections that this guy has. So where is he at? And all, you know, don't forget about the countryside. Both Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, deactivated and deleted their Twitter accounts. I wonder what's going on with that. Remember Garth Brooks did some singing for and showed up for the inauguration for Biden. Wonder what that was about. And, of course, you got another one here, some strange stuff going on. Some will take the easy way out. Former New York judge shoots himself as the FBI comes to arrest him.
...of Orange County and former judge and district attorney under investigation for accepting bribes took his own life as the FBI moved in earlier today.
At some point during the chaos, an FBI agent opened fire. Exactly why, now under investigation. Eyewitness News reporter Marcus Solis live in Campbell Hall with the very latest. Marcus.
Well, David and Liz, a senior retirement community here in rural Orange County, an unlikely backdrop for this violent confrontation that took place this morning. But that's exactly what happened as the feds moved in to arrest that former assistant district attorney on bribery charges.
Scary. Sad.
And shocking, a violent end to a scandalous case. Stuart Rosenwasser, a former judge and assistant DA, is dead after an armed confrontation with FBI agents who went to his home to arrest him this morning.
I was standing by the front door. My friend went outside the front door. They screamed at us to get in the house.
Sources say Rosenwasser pointed a gun at an agent who fired a shot. Rosenwasser then barricaded himself and it's believed fatally shot himself. A federal grand jury indicted the 72-year-old on bribery charges, accusing him of launching an investigation in 2022 when he was working in the district attorney's office to help a longtime associate. The man, known as Marty Soudani, accused his nephew of stealing nearly $2 million from him.
Interesting, huh? Yeah. Another thing I caught happened to pop up on social media was Stephen Baldwin. He put out a video, very interesting one, and also discovered that he follows And We Know on X. Appreciate that. He played this video, and this is where we're going to talk about the witch hunt. In case you missed that, she said there's been many witches in my family line, and he's putting the phone up to the screen so you can hear it better. And Stephen Baldwin says, message is not for everyone, put together this little ditty to remind that above all that is, the Matrix ghost is a power beyond our comprehension, and he puts a cross. Hollywood has an infestation of spiritual beings.
Witchy, and where I grew up in Delaware, there was a lot of, you know, it's very old land there where I grew up. There was always kind of a feeling, a sense, you know, that there was something going on in the woods, which is where I spent most of my time. It's been a part of my life since I was conceived in the depths of hell.
You doing all right?
Are you doing all right? Interesting, right? The woods where the witches hang out and do their bidding. She says she pretty much lived out in the woods. Well, Liz Crokin pointed this out. Where do Hillary Clinton's, you know, where'd she go after she lost the 2016 election? She went to the woods. See her? Hillary Clinton hiking day after conceding the U.S. election. What's she doing in the woods? Says she's ready to come out of the woods on USA Today. She's ready to come out of the woods. Wow, that's where the witches hang out. Remember, President Trump always points out the witch hunts. Somebody put this out. The Chappaqua witch witnesses claim that the witch roams the woods of Westchester County, New York, still searching for lost Electoral College votes. Legend states that she can be lured from the woods by placing a bag of foreign money near the tree line. And there she is, wandering out of the woods. Of course, we're talking about having your memes ready. That one right there would be one for sharing with the masses. These witches work together to do all they can to destroy everyone, our country, and more. They can't stand us, witches. They can't stand humans. They belong to Satan. And he put 2 Corinthians 10 in there, and I want to read some of this here. Since Baldwin put that there, by the humility of gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you, I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold toward you when away. I beg you that when I come, that I may have to be as bold as I expect to be toward some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. You guys know any strongholds from the enemy? We demolish arguments, that every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. I hope that's the portion he was pointing out to. Other things that we look at would be the cue board. And the connections that are found there by Grasshopper, love the connections that are made there. They're very simple and easy to understand. Dan Scavino posted this picture where you can see weapons next to Trump Force One. Looks like military standing guard over his plane. He posts that at 12:32. 12:32 happens to be what will the next week hold? Mother of all bombs. Fire up those memes. Please stand by on the clock, ready to play. Mother of all bombs coming. Now, a video was posted. And do I have that video clip? I believe I have the video of the airplanes. Let's see. Do I have that? I've got the picture. I've got the video right here. Let me show you this video that Dan Scavino posted for all of us to see right here. Let me pop up. Yep, there it is. Check this out. You see all the vehicles pulling around Trump Force One. And we don't have to play the whole thing, but showing you, once again, these videos playing, showing the amount of support that President Trump has now. He's got plenty of support in a way that only presidents, like sitting presidents, receive. Comm vans, medical vehicles, police department, and so much more. And so the theory, of course, is that you look at the length of these videos, you look at the timestamp for the videos playing, and one of those that we look at is 53. The level of corruption in our country and most others is so severe, there's only one way. This corruption was shown for all of us to see, especially when it comes to our money. A lot of folks have been having issues there. I have an interview that's going to air this Sunday from Dr. Kirk Elliott. We're talking about the East and Gulf Coast ports to strike. Many have been talking about that and its effects on all of us. China unveils aggressive stimulus, proving economies based on debt. And then the silver is up 4%. It actually went up 4% in just one day. We talk about this. You don't want to miss this interview. And if you guys want to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, you can. AndWeKnow.com/gold. Here's a clip from that you'll see Sunday.
You know, New York, like New Jersey ports, Virginia Beach, Savannah, Miami, all the way to Texas, right? It's 41% of all of the container, you know, cargo coming into America comes through those ports. Well, if they go on strike, which they're saying they are absolutely going to, this won't be fixed until sometime in 2025.
So interesting. And we go into detail on that. And you guys also notice that there's a huge fight. We're not only waking up to our money and silver and gold, but, you know, Kirk's been out there with Turning Point USA, and he's making a huge difference on college campuses, and they're speaking up now, and it's making a huge difference. Check this out.
Why are you voting for Trump?
I can't vote. I'm out. I'm not from here, but, like, I'm from China initially. We fled China. I'm an asylum, actually.
But would you vote for Trump if you could?
Yes, of course.
What's your message for Americans that don't understand?
Don't tyranny? Vote for socialism!
Yeah!
Socialism!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
And it's amazing how many Americans want socialism, isn't it?
I mean, that's what Chinese people wanted, and look what happened. And now, you know, it's about to happen to us. So we fled here, and we wanted this place to not be like China. Don't vote like what China happened. Don't let that happen. Exactly.
And that's why we had to vote for Trump.
Exactly, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Jeff.
Nice to meet you, man. God bless you.
Yeah. You know, when voices are heard and they speak up, things happen. Check this out. We got this update. A victory. Coca-Cola shut down their custom can design webpage after we exposed them blocking Trump 2024. Remember when you tried to put that on the can? And Jesus, but allowing Kamala and Satan on their cans. So all the voices, all the phone calls, all the backlash and more paid off. And Coca-Cola said, oh boy, I don't think that this is going to work today at all. Many voices, you know, are heard. And it's interesting because they force us in many ways to do certain things. Like, we live in a society where homosexuals lecture us on morals. Transsexuals lecture us on human biology. Baby killers lecture us on human rights. Communists lecture us on economics. And Satanists lecture us on religion. It's amazing how everything's been flipped the other direction. And they'll claim that they're after our religion. Their religion is to do anything but get rid of and worship Satan and those get rid of those that have voices that have anything to do with the Word of God. And it happens like that. And we don't live in a state of hate. We don't yell and scream at them. I don't stand on a box with the microphone and preach as loud as I can and scream in people's ears and tell them where they're going if they don't accept Christ. We work together to let these folks know in perfect ways. Imperfect ways, excuse me, that they are going to face God someday. And if they face him and he says, so why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? And if do you know for certain that you're going to heaven or are you still working on it? If they're working on it, if you're working on it, well, we know that we can't get to heaven by works. And so it's just an interesting dynamic that we've been exposed to for many, many years, and folks are waking up every single day to these that are lecturing us on how to live our lives. Vote for me, we're going to take care of you, and more. And yet one of those who lost the election was Hillary Clinton, and here she is with another fellow Satanist, Colbert. And look at what they talk about here.
It's great to be here with you.
And thank you for meeting me in the Carnegie Deli, right, where they serve, you know, sandwiches as big as a baby's head.
Yes, and I actually was hungry, so I thought I would drop by and spend my time with you.
I want to make sure. I know that former President Clinton, your husband, is a vegan.
Yes.
Is he going to give you any grief on this? Any friction for you eating meat?
No.
He's not a smug vegan?
He's really not.
Okay, no. I think legally that think makes him not a vegan. He never says, like, you know, that sandwich had a face. That sandwich is somebody's little baby. Nothing like that?
He doesn't say that. He's a very open-minded vegan.
Okay.
So they're talking about eating children. And they place laughter. Remember, that's not real laughter from a crowd, folks. That's laughter that's placed into the mindset of the people as they watch these shows to make them think that, oh, that's funny. It's funny that you can eat kids or compare your sandwiches to children. And so while many might have, you know, an understanding of this type of rhetoric and say, oh, yeah, we've caught that, we understand that, others will probably be in shock as they watched Roseanne, and she went on a tirade for several minutes with Tucker Carlson on stage here recently. She threw out a bad word. Hopefully we'll edit that one out, but she's had enough. And she's letting folks know that there's their children that are abused, and there's vampires out there, and they're evil. And I tell you what, if this is this isn't something that you would hear behind the pulpits as straight as this, but I tell you what, we need more boldness like this to come out from many to expose the enemy, expose evil, and get the truth out there.
You know they eat babies. That is not... It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full-on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. They do, Tucker. Stop staring at me like that.
You're freaking me out, man. Because
they
you spent your life in the entertainment business, so I think you have some authority on this.
So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults. And they've covered it all up. They cover it all up. And, you know, I just pray to God. I'm just going to pray to God that he opens everybody's eyes in this country. By the time we go in to vote for Trump, that he will open up everybody's eyes and they will stop pretending to be asleep. You know what they say? You can't wake people up that are pretending to be asleep. But I pray to God, please wake up even those who are pretending to be asleep with the irrefutable truth of what the worst people on this planet are really up to. They are really up to that. They're doing it. There are so many victims. There are so many victims. There are so many children victims that are now adults. The epidemic in America is child sexual abuse, and I just want people to see it. I want people to open up their eyes and see how prevalent and horrible it is. One of three girls, one of four boys in this country today. It's just horrible, and you just can't la-la-la it away anymore. It's going to get more and more apparent, and you got to choose your side.
Choose your side. It's going to be more apparent every single day. And she continually repeats that she's praying to God every day that these folks would wake up. Wake up to what is going on. And obviously she knows. She talked about MKUltra mind control several times in interviews. They've shunned her, kicked her out away from Hollywood. Holly being the magic wand. That's the wood that they use to cast spells, right, in witchcraft. And so I find it interesting because we were told from earlier. Remember 2 Corinthians 10? I read the first six verses, but it happens to relate to, in the middle of 2 Corinthians 10, what she is doing there on the stage. Reality of Paul's authority. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ's, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ's, even so we are Christ's. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed, lest I seem to terrify you by letters. For his letters, they say, are weighty. Paul's letters are weighty and powerful. But his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible, right? So he didn't have a very good look about him, right? He didn't look presidential. He didn't look like a pastor, the tall 6 foot tall. Well, depends on what you think pastors look like. But, you know, he doesn't have the look of somebody that they, you know, they're looking for, that has the perfect suit, the nice hair, whatever. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will also be indeed when we are present. Those words, and I don't know anyone if they belong to Christ or not. My hope is that when I talk to folks, that we would have an understanding by their actions. We would know that they belong to Christ, right? But we don't know. Only the Lord knows if we belong to him or not. But I tell you what, there's sometimes we come out, just like Paul did, we come out with edifying folks, not for destruction, not to be ashamed, not to terrify folks, but we're talking with weighty and powerful words, even though we might appear weak and our speech is contemptible. Remember, sometimes we have some weighty words and folks need to hear them. And that's a part of the growth for all of us as we read the Word of God and we learn and grow each and every day. We preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment, but he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. That's right. Everything that we do, glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. My hope someday is that all of us would be able to face our Heavenly Father, and he would look at us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That is the end goal. We still have a lot of work to do, and we have to stay strong and in prayer, and we're going through an awful lot together. We are witnessing so many evil deeds, but you know what? We're also witnessing those that are standing up, and they're saying, "You know what? I'm taking the call. I'm going to stand up for the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to make a call to the public. And I'm going to let them know, give them some history lessons and let them know that we are going to fight for our freedom. You're not going to scare us anymore. I'm standing here, right? This guy's standing here. He's not at his local Bible study that they're probably holding 6 to 7 days a week. He's taking what he's learned from the scriptures and he's saying, I'm going out to my community and I'm going to use what God has given me to speak to these council members who belong to Satan and let them know no more. No more, as Patrick Henry proclaimed. And as he did that day, not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for guiding and directing our lives. Thank you for the strength and boldness of many as they're standing up on the forefront of these town hall meetings, council meetings, and more. So grateful to see this. Also for the FBI whistleblower, would you guard and protect his life? Would you bring him heavenly just a justification from God Almighty, from you, that he is protected, bring friends around him and more. May he understand how much we care about what he's doing to protect all of our lives. He is actually standing there and saying, give me liberty or give me death. He's sharing the truth, realizing he could be gone. We thank you for the exposure of these evil ones. We thank you that you continue to protect President Trump and amidst all these threats of you know, missiles and more. We ask for continued protection over our lives, over our minds, especially over those that have viral hatred of us for supporting our country and for our love of freedom and true leadership. We definitely need you every second of every day. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your continued tuning in and listening to all these broadcasts. We hope that you are learning and growing and definitely growing in the Lord. That's our biggest hope here. We thank you for also your prayers. We hope that you would again consider coming to Nashville with the limited slots we have left for those one-day tickets especially that we put together for you. Definitely something that we know many would love to do and hang out together. Also, please hit that subscribe button, the follow button, if you would. That would really encourage us and help us to move forward. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Em We Know, signing out.
My opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. And it's been a seemingly effective tactic.
The worst statistic of them all, 325,000 children. Think of that. 3.5 years. She lost 325,000 children. And they're either dead, being sold into sex slavery, or just plain missing.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.